When the Alter Rebbe was sitting in prison, when the Alter Rebbe was sent to jail as a result of some Jewish people telling the Russian government that the Alter Rebbe was giving money to the Turks to overthrow the Russian government, when in fact the Alter Rebbe was sending money to the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. And these Jewish people told this lie to the government because they were upset about the fact that the Alter Rebbe was teaching the teachings of the Hasidus. In any event, when the Alter Rebbe was sitting in prison as a result of this slander, he was asked many questions by the Russian governmental ministers. One of the ministers who asked the Alter Rebbe questions was a great expert in the Hebrew Bible and was also very well-versed in Jewish ideas. So he asked the Alter Rebbe, what's the meaning of the verse in Bereishis Perek Gimel after the Chet Sadas when Hashem asks Adam, Ayeka? Hashem asks Adam, where are you? So the Alter Rebbe answers according to Rashi. That Rashi says that Hashem asked Adam, where are you, in order not to overwhelm Adam with his guilt. In order to have a pleasant conversation with Adam, in order that Adam should not be overwhelmed, but rather by first making some small talk, Hashem would be able to make Adam comfortable enough to own up to his guilt. The minister tells the Alter Rebbe, I can read Rashi on my own. I want to hear an original explanation of the verse Ayeka from you, from the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe looks at the minister and he says, when a person is, and then the Alter Rebbe says the minister's exact age, let's imagine it was 45. So the Alter Rebbe says, when a person is 45 years old, Hashem comes to the person and asks the person, Ayeka, where are you? As in, where are you on life's journey? Why are you here? What's your mission in life? What have you accomplished thus far? And what do you have left to accomplish? Now, this made a very big impression on the minister, but the Friedrich Rebbe continued to say that the explanation of Ayeka didn't only make a big impression on the minister, but it also caused the Alter Rebbe himself to reflect. The Alter Rebbe was in a state of ecstasy over the fact that he was imprisoned for spreading the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. And we know that when people go into a state of extreme ecstasy, it's possible to die of this ecstasy. We see this throughout the Jewish literature. We see this in Sefer HaChalis, where Rav Nechunya ben Akana is about to die because of the tremendous spiritual experiences that he's having and needs to be brought back by his Talmidim. We see it in Maseches Chagiga, where Ibn Azza in fact dies because he enters the Pardes and enters a realm of spiritual mystery and goes into a state of ecstasy, and therefore his neshama leaves the body. And we even see it in Parsha Shmini by Nadav and Avihu, where the Torah tells us, "Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu," that they came close to Hashem, they came too close, they had too much of an intensive spiritual experience, and that caused them to die. So the Alter Rebbe was in the state of spiritual ecstasy, and he was on the verge of possibly dying as a result of the ecstasy. But when the Alter Rebbe told the minister this teaching of Ayeka, where are you, as in where are you on life's journey, why are you here, what have you thus far accomplished, and what are you meant to accomplish, what do you have left to accomplish, that caused the Alter Rebbe to reflect on the fact that he himself had not yet completed his life mission. He still had much more to teach. His life mission was to look out for the physical needs of the Jewish people, was to talk with the Jewish people about their problems, and it was also, and perhaps most importantly, to spread the teachings of Hasidus, to spread the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, but in the Alter Rebbe's unique way, which made the teachings of Hasidus relevant and intellectually understandable. Instead of the teachings of Hasidus being rarefied mysteries, the Alter Rebbe took Hasidus and he made Hasidus a sort of teaching that even the intellect was capable of understanding. The Rebbe says that every one of us has to ask ourselves the question of Ayeka. And not only must we ask ourselves the question, but Hashem is constantly asking this question. We only have to hear Hashem asking it. Hashem is constantly asking us, Ayeka, where are you? What is your mission? What are you meant to accomplish? What do you have left to accomplish? And each person's ayeka asks something different relative to where they are in life. One person's ayeka could be that it doesn't make sense for you right now to expire as a result of spiritual ecstasy, and instead you have a responsibility to go out into the world and share Torah and to teach Torah. And for another person, ayeka could be the wake-up call, which says, you shouldn't be watching Netflix all day. You should not be doom-scrolling Twitter all day. You should not be on Instagram all day. You should not be gambling. You should not be eating as much ice cream as you eat, or whatever other negative behavioral pattern that somebody is stuck in, because the teaching of ayeka says that you should understand why you're here and go away from these negative distractions and instead fulfill your God-given divine mission. The Rebbe ends the Sicha by asking, why is it that this teaching of ayeka is taught in consonance with Yutes Kislev? Why not teach it in the context of Bereshis? So the Rebbe explained that there's a certain paradox which exists within the teachings of Hasidus. Because Hasidus discloses the secrets of the Torah. It discloses what the Zohar refers to as Razin the Razin, the innermost mysteries of the Torah, and takes those innermost mysteries, takes things like what the Zohar would call Radla, Reshid Leis Yada, the unknowable beginning, terms like Atik and Arich, the ancient one, the long face of the divine, and all sorts of other deep Kabbalistic terms which seem very sublime and ethereal, and it takes those terms and renders them rationally understandable. The Rebbe says that we would think that by studying these sublime mysteries, a person's soul would expire. They would go into a state of spiritual ecstasy. How is it possible to distill the sublime into the rational, into the articulable? So the Rebbe says this comes from the question ayeka. Ayeka is a question which is asked by something. Ayeka is asked by Hashem himself. Ayeka is asked by Atzmus. It's asked by the ultimate substance of ultimate reality. The ultimate substance of ultimate reality asks you, who are you? Why are you here? What is your mission in this world? And that's not just a question. It's an invitation. It's an act of empowerment. And if you take that invitation, says the Rebbe, you're given the power of Atzmus. You're given the power of ultimate reality. And ultimately, reality is capable of achieving paradoxes. We learn that Hashem, as he exists in his ultimate sense, is nimna hanunois. He is capable of breaking natural laws and even logical laws. So anybody who hears the question ayeka and responds to the question of ayeka is given tremendous empowerment. In the Alter Rebbe's case, his empowerment was that he was capable of distilling the sublime secrets of Torah into rationally articulable lexicon. But for you, whoever you are, if you hear the question ayeka, where are you? And you respond to the question. Even if it seems that your personal mission is an impossible task, you should know that you're not going at it alone. You're going at it as an emissary. You're going on this mission as an agent of Hashem, and you're therefore empowered with his ultimate power.